All right, all right, all right. It's Saturday. It's divisional football Saturday. We are here taping the Men Talk To podcast while the Titans and the Bengals are playing their game to see who's going to the AFC Championship game.
Hey, that's how you know I'm committed to what I'm doing here, because y'all know I'm a diehard Titans fan. I started to have my jersey on and everything today, but I was like, nah, I got something to do after this, but I ain't a.
I'm representing all the time, bro.
Matter of fact, you need to pass the extra phone over here so I can be watching the game while we doing it.
That's why I got it right here, man, so I can see what's going on. Right here, watching the AFC divisional game right now. But it's all good. We're gonna try and make it do what it do. To my left, once again, welcome to the Men Talk To podcast. My left, your right, is Rick, my co-host. And my name is Lee. I'm the host, and we're going to try and put some stuff together. We have no topic today. We're just talking.
I mean, we had one.
We had a topic.
Hold on. Let me show it. See, we had the extra little, you know.
We had the extra mic, had the extra headset for the person to listen to, hear their cell phone, and you know, but they never did show up.
Didn't call,
and then say, hey, I like none of that, so.
Like, at least shows you respect that time. Like, understand stuff happened, but, and, you know.
It's Saturday.
You can't make it all the time.
Right. And it's football Saturday, once again. I mean, if you're a football diehard fan, you're a Tennessee Titans fan, you should be at home watching this or somewhere in a bar watching this or
just keep rubbing that shit in my face, Lee.
I'm just
saying,
keep
rubbing that shit in my face.
It's not you. I'm just saying, if my co-host and my guest, not my co-host, my guest would have showed up, you know, we'd had some stuff to talk about, but it didn't happen. So, let me tell you who was supposed to be here. Her name is Demetrius Coonrod. She's over District 9. She's a councilwoman for District 9. She came out of City High School. She's the first generation person to go in her family to go to college and get a degree.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah. She did a lot of stuff. I mean, she's currently a member of the Hamilton County Schools Leadership Program. She got Leadership Chattanooga Council Alumni, NAACP Black Caucus. She got a lot of stuff on her resume. National League of Cities. She's a part of the Order of Eastern Star. Tennessee Municipal League. She also serves on the Committee for Community Justice Reform Task Force and Equity and Leadership Council. So she's got a lot of stuff going on. I was going to ask her about the Reform Act that she's got for the prisoners when they come out. I was going to, you know, just bat it around the field and see what she had going on with her, and you know, she went, how her district was going on, and it was anything that she needed to do or wanted to do in her district to better it or what have you. So it didn't happen. So there you go.
But you know, I actually live in her district. Like that's the district I live in. So yeah. I would have loved to have been able to talk to her about some stuff, you know.
Yeah. I'm gonna reach out to her again.
You know, we're gonna give it another shot. Shit happens.
Right. Just in case you didn't know, District 9. It's East Chattanooga. I don't know how they split East Chattanooga up from 1 and 2.
It's part of East Chattanooga, Eastdale, Missionary Ridge.
Ridgedale, 1 and 2. I don't understand that, but yeah. You know, it is what it is. But that's what she's the councilwoman for. She represents that district when it comes to finance, money, getting stuff done, policy, what have you. That's what was going to happen, but it didn't happen. So, moving on. All that being said, I'm going to extend another invitation out to her and a couple more council people. And hopefully we can get them on the show and we can talk about some stuff, like I said earlier, because I had a plethora of questions to ask her about her district and her whatever she had going on. Also found out, like I was telling you, she had a book that just was, she's an accomplished author now. She's got a book out. I wrote it down. Let's see. Book. Prison to Purpose. That's the name of the book. I think it was released last week.
Oh, for real? I'm going to have to check that out, though.
Yeah. And it says, a pass that saved her, a pass that saved my future. That was the name of the book. So she just had that released. Of course, y'all that didn't know, she did spend some time in jail for some stuff that happened here in the city. I was going to ask about how did the people receive her when she got voted into office.
Yeah.
Because there's no book on the law saying that a felon or a person that's been to prison cannot run for an office. And I did a little research on that, and it was just a whole bunch of people just throwing all kind of salt in the wound. She'd already done her time. She'd done what she had to do. She went through the process. She got cleared. She got her name cleared. She got all her record stuff correct. But you know people, they always have something to say.
Always.
When they bring up your past, especially when it's not according to how they live or the law itself.
And you know, the thing about it is we all have a past.
True.
You know, I've done some shit I wasn't proud of.
Me too.
I was just lucky enough to not get caught.
Right.
But, like, I've done shit that people look at me and talk to me be like, I would have never thought.
Same here.
So
I'm not going to put it out there, but the people that was involved know the stuff that I did. So
yeah, you know.
But, yeah, I mean, I just wanted to know what was that mindset when you got elected to the office? And these upstanding, upright people that's never broken a law, what they had to say about the whole deal when you came into the office. That was one of the questions I was going to ask her, but I'll get around to it because I'm gonna catch her somewhere, and I'm gonna either get it remotely or I'm gonna get it here in the building.
And that's the thing about it, like that's what we'll start doing too, is offer.
I did offer a remote.
Oh, okay.
So,
I mean, yeah.
I put that in every email. We can do it remotely or we can do it in person. So,
yeah, because, I mean, hell, worst case scenario, we do it remote. Man, you can still come in, kick it in.
Yeah,
and then just add them in.
Right.
Oh, all three of us can be remote. I mean, it's really no thing.
It's no issue. No big thing.
Yeah, but so, you know, things that come, you know, we got a couple more people we're going to reach out to try to get them on here. A couple other council members. Men and women, that's why I said council member, and try to go that route because we, you know.
It's you want to know what's going on in your city.
Yeah, and it's like we say, this is our therapy, but we also want this to be educational.
Very informative.
Informative. I'm one of them people, I'm not that heavily involved in city politics and elections, and as I'm getting older, which I should have been from the start, I'm trying to get more involved, so that's why bringing, you know, people that are running for local
offices that's going to represent you or your county, I mean your city or your county, wherever you stay at inside the county lines of Tennessee, Chattanooga, Hamilton County. You want to know who they are. That's basically what it is, because they're going to represent you.
Especially because, like, I'm one of them people, I'm a firm believer in if you don't vote, you can't complain. So that's why I really don't complain about the city stuff too much. And as I'm getting older, I understand that's what affects me the most.
Correct.
So I'm trying to get more involved.
And I'm hoping that everybody that watches this get involved in some type of politics. Or you ain't necessarily got to be politics, but just vote. Just go out there and vote. Don't give a damn who you vote for. I don't. I just want you to get out there and vote so you can't come back to me and say this, that, and the other. And I'm gonna plain this straight up ask you, did you go vote? And if you say no, then I'm going to walk away. I'm not going to discuss nothing with you. I'm not going to have no conversation with you about whatever issues you're trying to talk about, be it property tax, roads, environment, any of that stuff. We're not going to talk about none of that stuff because you didn't take the time to go vote when it was time to vote in your local elections, your state elections, your national elections. Most people do national because it's so popular.
Yeah, I do national. I'm one of them. I do national, but I don't do
local and state.
Yeah.
And you wonder why, and I'm not picking on no particular family or whatever, but Zach Wump went in office, went in, got out. His son is now running for office. It's more like they passing the torch.
Yeah, they running based off name.
It's name recognition. Yeah, I don't understand it, but I mean, that's what he's bred to do. Yeah. Run for office, be a public servant. Now, if he's representing y'all in the state, then yeah, go vote for him. But if he ain't, why vote for him? Just because of name recognition?
That's just like, if I remember correctly, Andy Burke owns this building.
Right.
You know.
So. Right. So, I mean, come on. Name recognition? Come on. We should be better than that as a people. Now, I'm not saying black or white. I'm just saying as a people, period. We should be better than that. Nobody should be entitled to sit office because my daddy ran for office or my mama ran for office. You shouldn't be entitled. But let me get off that rant. All right, let's do some current topics, man, because since we ain't got no guest over here. I'm going to hit y'all with one that was crazy. So everybody know Ahmaud Arbery. If you don't know, then you probably been living in a cave on a rock somewhere, okay? Ahmaud Arbery shot down, like we said in the last podcast, in the middle of the street, shotgun blasted the chest, father-son duo, and had another guy in the background videotaping it. So the son had the nerve and the audacity. Well, I guess you can do that because it's the U.S. of A. You can do this type of stuff. Said that the state never proved that he was guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. He's trying to watch the game.
A little bit. I was just keeping it.
There you go. Yeah, so the son, the father has nothing to say. He didn't say a thing. But the son is like, hey, I don't think y'all did me right when we went to court. The prosecution didn't prove my case beyond a reasonable doubt. He has already filed paperwork saying that, you know, I want a retrial. I want to do this all over again. And more power to him. I mean, if you can prove that it didn't happen or you know, the video evidence didn't say that you was there or what have you, then by all means, I say explore it all. But when you're on videotape and you're part of that mob or duo or whatever you want to call it, in the act of committing a crime, why would you even go through the process of wasting taxpayers' money to request a new trial? Why? What's the purpose? All they're going to say is you guilty again. Maybe. I don't know. You might have a – maybe the second time around might be better for you. I don't know. They might offer some new evidence. I don't know. But you weren't thinking about no second chances and all that stuff when you was out here shooting this dude.
Chasing him while he running through right. The neighborhood. Like, at some point, like, you chased him. Y'all chased him. In a vehicle while he was
running with nothing but a pair of shoes and a tracksuit on.
How many chances did you give him before you decided?
Who said stop? Who said that? Nah, we shouldn't be doing this. Who said let's not take no guns? Who said all that? I'm not getting upset. I'm not getting mad. But just the point that. Some stuff needs to be owned. You made a conscious decision. You wouldn't sleep. Didn't nobody say, hey, come on, let's go. Didn't nobody influence you. Didn't nobody hold no gun in your head and say, let's go kill this dude because he over here allegedly robbing a house that was halfway built, which had cameras in it. So they saw what he was doing in the place. But you took it upon yourself and your daddy and Mr. the other guy who was over there taping the whole thing. That's beyond me. I don't understand that.
Top flight security of the world, Craig.
Right. You out here taping the whole thing.
Which is probably a good thing that he did.
Yes, it is a good thing he did.
Like, he don't even realize that.
He helped that whole thing out.
That him taping that actually helped convict his friends.
Right. With his dumb ass. Well, let me get this on tape. Let me get it on tape. Fuck out of here, dude. y'all got what y'all deserve, plain and simple. Now, like I said, I love due process. I love the whole American justice system to a point. The point is, if you got caught, if you on tape doing what you was doing and you are guilty of it, which you are, which you have been convicted of, you should serve your time and shut the hell up and do what you do, period. That's my take on it, and I'm not going to back down off of that. If I was out there shooting a white person that was running through a house, do you honestly think that somebody, anybody, will come to my rescue and say, hey, you know what, dude? You need to file for another case to see if that, because you really wouldn't. I don't think they actually said and gave you a chance, a proper trial. I would never be heard of again after it was over with. And that's the God honest truth. But never mind. I'm not going to say that. But that's the way it is.
Yeah, these topics I don't talk too much about because I get angry because it just reminds me of
everything. It's fucking therapy for me.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, though, it kind of puts me in that mindset of kind of like how we was talking, like everything I went through and all that. And, you know, and then especially now with what my daughter just went through.
Right.
You know, 20 years old. And
which is some bullshit.
Just experienced her first
act of racism
against
in this county, Hamilton County,
and I tell everybody,
if you friends with Rick, you should know, you should see the post and check it out.
So, you know, like, and that's what's crazy, man. It's like I've you know, sheltered my kids pretty damn well,
which you shouldn't fucking have
to you know, to make it to where all that wasn't even an issue. So, you know, like the fact that she made it till she was 20, she's all, you know, already did better than me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all and you, mm-hmm. I'm sure. But, you know, like, so if y'all friends with me,
check out the post and repost it.
And what's funny is, so I tagged the place in it.
Oh yeah, I meant to tell you that. Yeah,
and they sat there and they untagged themselves.
Because they don't want to be associated with that type of behavior or that advertisement. They don't want to be a part of that because in their minds they haven't done nothing wrong. And I'm not pissed about it, but I'm pissed to the point that we shouldn't be having these conversations. It should be justice for all, equality, be you male, female, white, black, green, red, yellow, blue, alien, whatever, you should be treated the same. That's my take on it. But in the world that we live in now, that is not the case. So,
not one bit.
Not one bit. All right. So, here's another one that this is a follow up as well. Speaking of Ahmaud Arbery, I guess I'm just hitting 100% on this Ahmaud Arbery case thing. So, y'all remember me talking about, if you listened to the podcast last week, we was talking about Ahmaud Arbery and the guy who posted on the jail website, on the police website, sorry, down in South Georgia, outside of Macon, the guy who said, you know, well, if it's a win-win because they got, well, it was a win-loss situation, basically. Sure enough, they got caught. They got thrown in jail and then for life and blah, blah, blah. But it was a win for us because we got a killer off the street or a criminal off the street. Not a killer, but a criminal off the street. He got what he deserved, which was a death penalty, basically is what he said. So this clown resigned before they can actually do anything to him. He just quit. That's the follow-up to the story we was talking about last week.
Hey, but you know what they say. It's better to quit before you get fired.
Yeah, because you ain't got to put that on your resume saying that, you know, I got fired for
XYZ.
Yeah. You can say, I just quit.
I quit.
I'm done.
I couldn't handle the stresses of it.
Be it self-imposed or imposed by somebody else. Yeah, I just decided to quit. And that's what he did with his punk ass. So, yeah. I guess that's the best way to get out of stuff when you
that motherfucker just hit a 54-yarder.
Bruh. What's going on? 9-6. 9-6, okay. So he got a touchdown and then missed a field goal?
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention when that happened. Shit. So
okay.
But the way that 6 just popped up on there all of a sudden, I'm sure that's what it was.
Yeah. They got kicker issues down in Tennessee. Anyway.
He better than the last motherfucker we had, boy.
I thought Sucker was your last one.
Nah, damn, what was dude's name? I don't even remember his name, boy. The one we had last year?
Yeah, he was kind of trash. But anyway, so y'all know my feelings on this whole Ahmaud Arbery thing. I done talked about it twice, but let's move on a little bit more. So, next story. And I want to know if any husband and wife duo can actually do this and actually be at peace with it. So, Ruth Fort, 47, woke up and told her husband, Anthony Fort, who was 61, was mumbling about some money in her sleep. Okay, she, you know, sleep talking. You know how y'all do. You got so much stress on your mind, you got to talk about it while you're awake and sleep. So this chick took her whole entire family on a vacation, Mexico. And the family know, the wife and the husband know that they ain't got that type of money. You be taking the entire family, not just the immediate,
The
entire family on a family vacation to Mexico. Spent thousands of dollars. So come to find out, Ruth Fort, age 47, is a caretaker. And she took a credit card / debit card and spent that person's money. Then they married now. And he here's the thing. I don't absolve the husband at all of this. Because
some shit you got to ask clarifying questions.
Exactly. And if you are living with a person, y'all ain't hitting all of the marks as far as paying the bills, and y'all behind in debt, and all of a sudden I got this big wad of cash, or I got some access to some money, and I'm going to go out and take a vacation, and everybody needs to go with me and enjoy it, and blah, blah, blah. You need to be questioning that. Because either they done came up on the lottery and ain't told nobody, or they done came up on something illegally and ain't told nobody.
So the whole family.
The entire family went to Mexico. And when I say they spent thousands of dollars, they spent thousands of dollars.
Oh, so they were just balling out.
Yeah. And the husband's just like, okay, I'll go, but something wrong. We ain't got it like that. I don't understand why we taking vacations and we ain't got it like that. So come to find out, this chick talking in her sleep, she tell the whole story about how and why they got caught.
Hold on. Let me, because I'm just, and that was a real itch at first, but that was perfect timing.
All right,
know,
so.
How you tell on all of yourself while you sleep?
Okay, zoom in on this picture right here. And that's the family. Well, that's the husband. The husband is on the left, my left, your right. And that's the wife on the other side. So the wife was a caretaker, like I said earlier, of a person who was disabled, bound in a wheelchair, you know, so forth and so on. And they all of a sudden come up and they taking trips now. Well, a trip, $1,000, thousands of dollars trip to Mexico. Speaking of thousands, the account from what I was told and what I read was $98,000 in the bank. Yeah. So that person was saving money that she was taking care of. She was saving money, probably her retirement.
Yeah.
Probably having an IRA account or something, you know, whatever. Took a debit card / credit card. And
balled the fuck out.
Balled out.
Hey, but the thing about it is, it's better it be on the debit and credit card than it is in cash, because now, like, it's proof in the bank gonna get that person all that shit back.
$10,000. So that was the amount of money that was taken. So Ruth Fort, age 47, like I said, had access to this person's information as far as the PIN number, and, you know, had the card, and she just swiping her ass off. She spent $10,000 for this Mexican vacation.
But see, that's why you got to be careful like that whenever you got people taking care of your family members.
Yeah. Be they in the family or outside the family, it don't matter. You still want to regulate their funds.
And keep an eye on it.
Yeah, because you end up broke. Well, now you won't, but the family member will be broke, and you be trying to figure out why.
Hell, you'll be broke because you end up having to try to damn take care of their ass.
Right.
When they ain't got no damn money left.
So, yeah. Husband called in and told the story to the police. They came and got her. They arrested her. She went to court.
Was this after the vacation?
This was well after the vacation. He said something didn't feel right. You know, I'm just trying to figure out why all of a sudden out of the blue we taking vacations, like I said, to Mexico at the expense of somebody else's dime. And nothing is off limits as far as spending it wise, because you going to Mexico. I'm sure they flew first class, had the best of everything. $10,000 is a lot of money when you're going to Mexico.
Yeah.
You damn near a millionaire. $10,000, that's damn near a millionaire down in Mexico. So, I mean, they went all out. But why would you have a conscience, husband, after the fact?
I mean, but, like, I wonder how long after she said something did he wait to call?
Well, she said something in her sleep.
Yeah.
She wasn't awake. She said it in her sleep. And he had to verify because he was trying to figure out how, why, when, where, who, and what. And it didn't add up until she started running off at the mouth while she was asleep.
But I mean, at least he did do the noble thing.
He did the noble thing. But my thing is,
would you have done it?
Hell yeah, I would have done it. Here's the thing, though. Like I said, if we both got problems in the money area and we can't afford a fucking Mexican vacation,
I ain't going.
And we going to do stuff first class.
I'd be telling your ass, like, nah, baby, let's not go here. Let's just put that on this.
Like, bitch, you crazy. We ain't finna go nowhere. We got bills to pay.
Yeah.
Take that $10,000 and pay some bills. How about that?
That's why I ain't never really been able to take no vacation like that, because I'm like, I can't. Bruh. I could never justify it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, shit, I'm barely getting by on this. And
I'm finna just up out of the blue and say, hey, let's go to Mexico and let's go live it up. Let's do lavish. No, damn well you ain't got $10,000. You ain't got access to nowhere near $10,000. But that's what you spent. And the husband was in on it too. Not saying he was in on it as far as
the whole
I took the card and planted and all that stuff. He enjoyed the fruits of somebody else's labor in Mexico.
But like you said, though, he didn't know how the money came about.
I still don't absolve him for that.
To me, it's just as bad because, like, hey.
Like I said, she must have hit a good lick.
Black card box.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just the whole, it don't sit right with me that if I know we in financial turmoil.
We out here taking trips.
We out here taking a trip.
And living lavish.
And living like we the Trumps or the Clintons or the Obamas or you know.
Yeah.
The Kim K / Kanye's. Now we come on.
Hey,
man.
Can I go off topic for a second?
Fuck yeah, let's go off topic.
So what about, I was watching something on Facebook, right? And it was funny because it shows the Kardashians, and it was like she kind of scared one of her nieces or nephews, I don't remember which one it was. But it was like, it's Kiki, blah, and you know,
yeah.
And then, you know, how everybody said that Drake song was always about her, and then think about it, Kiki, do you love me? And I was like, oh, shit, it do make sense now. Oh, and then.
You think Drake smashed her?
I don't know, but.
They made a song about it?
But if not, he was fucking with Kanye. Because he made another line, too, because if you think that one song he got that crept down the block, made a right. Like, I don't remember how it go, but how he, basically how he talk about that shit, he really does live around the corner from them. So that's really how he would get to that. So either he fucking with Kanye and just was poking, which is why they had their issues up until they squashed it.
Right.
But I was just like, I never knew that she went by Kiki until I heard her and seen that video.
Yeah.
And I was like, that shit makes sense now.
So
it makes sense now.
Look here, Kanye. Well, let me get back to this stupid story first.
You said that, it just, like when you said Kiki, it just, that popped in my head.
Let me get back to this story first, and I'll tell y'all what happened at the end of this story. So at the end of the day, after they done got Mexicanized up, I don't even know if that's a word, but
it is right now.
Goddammit. She got suspended jail time. So she didn't even go to jail.
Huh?
Yeah, 16 months. Suspended.
Suspended?
Suspended.
Bruh.
If I rip somebody off for $10,000, I'm going to jail. Period. I know that for a fact.
Hey, we know why. I ain't even got to say it.
10 stacks, I'm going to jail.
We know why. I ain't even got to say it.
Yeah, I never mind.
Yeah.
So, husbands and wives, would you be mad at your husband or your wife if they turned you in after you done a crime like that? That's what I want to know.
Man, I'd be pissed, bro. That's one.
Why would you be pissed?
I mean, I don't know, cause like
you fucking did wrong, dude.
I did, but of all people to tell on me, my significant other, like we married, like you ain't even got a. Testify against me in the court of law.
But you did wrong.
But
you robbed somebody of their hard-earned money, $10,000, that you don't have to pay back. You ain't got to pay it back.
Oh, I'm sure she'll have to pay it back.
No.
The bank's going to go after her.
She didn't have to pay it back.
Huh?
No. She wasn't required to pay it back.
God damn, I need that privilege.
Yeah, you didn't have to pay it back.
Because we know that ain't nothing but privilege.
Of course, they had a little argument. Hey, you know, I don't understand, you know.
You're like, motherfucker, why you turn me in? Like, shit,
yeah,
we
was of course, out here. You know, hey.
We was out here.
I thought we was out here living our best life on this 10 G's, and you turn me in. I'd been like, bitch, you shouldn't have been talking to your sleep.
Better get something for that sleep apnea.
Yeah. Shut your ass up when you sleep.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Or turn over, put your face in the pillow or something, goddammit. Do something. You can't just be running off at the mouth. Would you? That's what I really want to know. Should the husband or the wife who turned the other person in be mad after you done wrong?
I mean, like I said,
it's a crime.
It is a crime. I would be upset because of all people you think you could trust and tell. But I wouldn't be upset like that because at the end of the day, I did do wrong, but it made me feel like, damn, can I trust you?
Should it be let's go the other way. Should the husband be able to trust the wife?
And that's what I was about to say next.
Because, shit.
That's what I was about
to say. If she doing this to an elderly person who's disabled, God knows what else she's doing.
And what about when I get old? Shit.
Exactly. You going to rip me off for 10 racks? And just go live it up in Mexico for a week or two? Come on now. Well, we stop. Me personally, I think the husband did the right thing.
He did do the right thing.
And I wouldn't be mad at him. Especially if you know you done wrong. You got to own that shit. Sorry, Ruth Fort, 47. That's how old she is. That's
I know. Next thing you know, you're going to start saying her address. 1132. No,
they didn't put that out there.
East ML King Street.
Yeah. They ain't put that out there. But come on, Ruth.
Evansville, Indiana. Yeah. Zip code 37. County.
Ruth Fort, 47, ripping off folks who she was in her care. And she enjoyed the fruits of somebody else's labor. Got caught by her husband. Husband turned her in. You can't be mad at him.
No, you can't be.
I would be mad at myself for not knowing up front how that took place.
Yeah.
That way, the $10,000 wouldn't have been spent. That's what I would have thought. But, you know, that's just me. Yeah. So, let's do another story. So, check this out, y'all. This is stupid beyond. Oh, my God. This is so stupid. Okay, so there's a person who ordered some product from a business owner, small business owner. The business owner is African American, female. Somebody wanted a refund because they didn't know she was African American.
You sent me this.
Yeah. I can't make this stuff up, y'all. I cannot make this stuff up. This stuff actually happens in the world. Somebody asked for a freaking refund on a product that this woman sold.
Not because she wasn't happy with the product.
Not because the product was inferior. She wasn't happy with the product. Damn it, she asked for a refund because this woman is black. What are we doing? What are we doing?
That goes to show, man. Like, hey, it's like we said, like, racism ain't dead. And it's like, I hate that. Well, I don't hate it. This is like the third one in a row that we've brought this type of stuff up. But it's like, it's what's going on in the world today. And the only way to bring attention to something is to acknowledge it
and talk about it, which is what we're doing right now. So a black business owner shared an email that she received from a client demanding that she wanted a refund after she found out that she was black / African-American / Negro / whatever you want to call it, color wise. The email said, "Can you please cancel my order? Unfortunately, I wasn't aware that you're a person of color." So I guess it wouldn't have mattered if she was black, if she was Latina, if she was Asian, if she was anything outside of whatever she is, it would have been a problem.
Well, hey, it's a lot of products she need to take out of her house.
Hey, she just don't know. And I don't like to support small businesses that do not align with my version of support. That's what the client wrote inside of the email. So the lady gladly sent the money back, canceled the order.
What else could she?
She couldn't do nothing else for that.
She could have been like, no refunds, but
she could have pulled that card.
At the same time, it's like, is it worth it? Is it better just to send that money back and just be like,
Call it a day, just keep it moving. That's just one out of thousands. I hope that you
get. I was about to say hopefully, you know.
Hopefully she got thousands of orders on top of that one. But for us to still be in that mindset in this day and age, 2022, is a travesty.
Speaking of that, my daughter about to start her business. We got the rest of the stuff in, so we doing more test candles and stuff like that, right? And we sitting there talking about logos. And at first I was about to say, because my daughter went natural a couple of years ago, so, but, you know, she still has that mixed gene in her, so it's not like, you know, it's the fro, but it's, like, still, like, curly and stuff like that. And I was thinking about doing, like, a profile shot of her and letting that be part of, like, her logo and stuff with their hair kind of pulled back. But then I was like,
why?
Do I want to put her in that box? Because of shit like that.
Good point.
Like, shit like that is why I was like, it'd be dope.
But on the flip side of that,
it could be beneficial.
It could be beneficial.
So.
Because it would be automatically in their face.
Yeah.
This is what the product is. This is who made it. And this is who was owned by it. And that way they'd give them an upfront shot. Like, this chick that who didn't know, oh my God, I didn't know you was black and I don't support you and they don't line up with my views and opinions and I don't support this type stuff, blah, blah, blah. You know up front that that money can be spent somewhere else.
Yeah.
Whoever you are later. They of course they didn't put no names in the story, because if they did, I'm sure on both ends of the scale, both of them would have blew up. So
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just so stupid. All right. Hey, y'all. Fellas. I'm talking to the fellas right now.
Oh, Lord.
Fellas, if you doing dirt and you get caught, own it and keep it moving. Okay? That's all I got to say. I'm going to say that real soft and real passionately, because this next story will have you thinking. If I can clear it all this out and get this closed and stuff. Oh, shit.
Yeah, for some reason, the app shut down, so I can't share your screen right now.
Oh, okay. Well, fuck. All right, so this story, which is stupid as hell. Teenager shoots a former girlfriend 22 times for allegedly begged the girl not to tell the girl about another relationship. I think I sent this to you.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. So evidently this guy was in a relationship with this teenager, involved with two girls. I ain't gonna say, well, young women, I'll put it that way. This young man was involved with two women at the same time, evidently. And one girl was like, hey, look, I know you with this girl. I just found out about it. It's the whole, I caught you, you know, social media caught up with you. You got caught, this, that, and the other. So the teenager pulls a gun out and shoot this girl in the back 22 times. While he's shooting her, he's yelling to the top of his lungs, evidently, don't ruin this for me. Don't ruin this for you. You got two people's lives that you interfering with. You don't want one person to tell another person that you messing with them. So the girl gets shot in the back 22 times. First off, where the guy get the gun from? These teenagers. This happened in a park late night, of course. So all the kids should have been at home instead of being out somewhere doing what they, God knows what they was doing. He tried to do CPR after the fact.
So you shot a 22 times and tried 16. Like, what do we got? Like, and you know,
what are we doing?
I'm a big gun person. I love guns.
What are we doing?
But what do we got to do to keep guns out of the hand? And I mean, like I said, coming from where I come from, I was able to get my hands on some when I shouldn't have.
What are we doing? I just want to know, what are we doing? The end all of all is to grab a gun, shoot somebody dead, and that'll end it all. That's the mindset of damn near everybody in America right now. If you got an altercation, let me go get my gun and kill this dude. Or let me go get my gun and kill this girl. That's the end all. Killed her, of course. And he on house arrest because he had no prior convictions or whatever, no cases against him, whatever. $250,000 bond. House arrest, ankle monitoring, blah blah blah. I mean, come on, man, really? Because you got caught, you gonna go shoot somebody in the back 22 times and kill them because you don't want to be told on by your new girlfriend or the girl you just got involved with? Come on, let's come on. I just want to know. I have no problem with gun control. I have no problem with responsible people having guns. Let me clear that up too. If you're responsible and you own a gun, I am not talking to you. I'm not talking to the Second Amendment enthusiasts who think that I'm sitting here trying to say, hey, take all the guns away and this, that, and other. I'm talking about people who are out here just randomly getting guns out of the blue for no reason and using them for stupid-ass reasons like this one.
So, you know, like for me, when people come to like the studio or whatever, nowadays everybody got guns. It's not against the law. You know, you ain't got to have a license to carry anymore in the state of Tennessee or any of that. So, you know, I'm a big gun person. I'm like, when I see, like, what kind you got? Like, I start asking questions about it or whatever. Man, I had one time, me and my homeboy sitting in there, and then somebody else was showing us their gun. The way he, whoa, bro, just put that up, man. Just put that up. He's like, what, I ain't pointing. I'm like, bro, like, you all like this. Like, bro, I treat every gun like it's loaded.
Which, yeah.
Like, I don't know what you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, and way you just willy-nilly waving it around and shit, I'm just like, nah, just yeah. Put that on up, bro.
Here's my next question to this gun thing. What kind of life are you leading that you need a gun? Tell me that.
For me, it's because of, like, what I do.
Which is what?
Like, with the studio stuff.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm just saying, in general.
I'm saying for me, like, with me, like, with the studio stuff, the crowd I'm around, you know, like, people know me that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that brings envy and jealousy.
I get that.
So you never know, like, so, and you know how they say everything looks good on social media?
Of course it does.
So, like, if you see my social media, sometimes, like, you see me with different, like, celebrities and stuff like that, and, you know, different little events at times. So you might think I'm up here and, like, I'm walking around with all types of money or something like that, and it's like, which ain't true, but you never know. And then sometimes I've had people talking shit and wanting to take it to the violence just based off of something somebody said that I said, which wasn't true. So, like, for me and the type of people I deal with, mm-hmm, I have to be prepared for anything.
Well, let me take it another step further. Rappers, athletes, celebrities, why are you carrying guns in the first place? What kind of lifestyle are you leading that makes you have to carry a gun? Now, I get what you're saying. People trying to get up to you, they want to do you harm because this, that, and the other. You got money, they don't. The economics, I get that. The fame, I get that. And it brings me to this point of the young Dolph, who was in the neighborhood driving around in a Lamborghini.
No, Corvette.
Corvette. And
you
they shot.
New, you know, them new Corvettes look like Lamborghini.
Yeah, they shooting this dude because he got money. And you're not doing nothing. Here's the thing. You're not doing nothing to.
Dolph was in the street life before. Like, I don't know about while he was famous, but I know before he got famous. And the thing about the streets, they don't forget shit.
I know. Which, I'm just trying to understand why it takes a gun to get your point across. Like this dude. All he had to do was say, okay, bitch, tell her, and keep it moving. But he want to shut it off permanently. Don't ruin this for me. That was his statement. Don't ruin this for me. Evidently, they done talked already.
Yeah.
And she done came back and said a little bit of, oh, I heard this from your ex-girlfriend, blah, 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 blah. And he going to meet her in the park and gun her down. As evidently, she was walking away. Because he shot her in the back.
Yeah.
She's probably like, man, I ain't trying to hear this shit. It's late. I'm finna go home and get into bed, take a shower, and go on about my business. But no, don't ruin this for me. Pop, 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 And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, oh, my God, I shot this woman 22 times in the back. I'm going to try and save her life.
By giving her CPR.
By giving her fucking CPR. And he whining and crying because he couldn't save her life. After you done snatched it away from her. These young kids, we ain't talking about no old ass folk. We talking about 16, 17-year-old kids. Who shouldn't even be fucking having a gun in the first place. I don't understand it. Why does it take a gun to end all, to shut it all down? Instead of saying, you know what, you right. I'm wrong, you right. Or you definitely wrong, I'm right. And keep it moving. Just take the L and keep it moving. Why you got to snuff somebody out? You can't agree to disagree. Everybody got an opinion. That don't mean you have to buy into it. You live your life one way, they live their life another way.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. So at the end of the day, that's what happened. We don't know the end story of this yet because he's still on house arrest with $250,000 bond on his head if he disappear. That's it. That's all I got.
So I guess that means we gonna end this with the funny one, huh?
To my Kanye?
No.
Oh.
I ain't see the Kanye thing.
Well, let's talk Kanye. Let's talk Kanye. Because I want to talk Kanye. Because Kanye, I can't describe Kanye. Because he's calm and good and all good. And he missed this and that and other. Billionaire, you know. And then all of a sudden, you cross him the wrong way. And he fucking crazy as fuck. Who in the hell would buy a house from across the street from their ex?
Not me, because I ain't trying to see.
I don't want to miss out on what my kids got going on.
And he only lives 30 minutes away.
30 fucking minutes away, but you going to buy a house and have it redone right across the street from your...
He want to put a camera so you can see who's going soon in to and be, out.
Exactly. Ex.
To me, that's all they say is I want to see who's going.
What the hell is
going
on, man? Kanye, what are you doing, dude?
Hey, but his new chick look just like
bro, him, this bro. The thing that kills me. You out here doing dirt, too.
His new chick just look just like him.
You just got, y'all just got, I don't even think they divorced yet.
They not.
And he out here, I want my family back, but you over here trying to smash Julia, what's her name, Fox or whatever name is?
She back. Oh, speaking of Fox, did you know Megan Fox was from Knoxville?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That was a topic from last week, y'all.
Yeah, topic.
Go back and listen.
Bruh.
So.
Kanye, I don't know. I can't explain Kanye.
Yeah.
I don't understand his mindset. If I'm trying to get my family back, I'm not trying to do shit to jeopardize that.
And like, I wouldn't be out here smashing another chick.
I wouldn't be caught on film, camera. No tape, no nothing, no photo, no nothing. Like, if I'm going to do dirt, it's going to be in my newly rebuilt house that I just got across the street.
But is it considered dirt whenever she, you know?
It's dirt, dude, because they not together.
I know.
She just as dirty as he is.
I mean, but we know that, though.
Bruh. I don't understand it. That ain't me.
And my shit on Do Not Disturb.
It's all right, bro. We get it. Yeah. Ain't no big thing. Yeah, man. Give me a funny, man. I'm
the one you sent me about the Cowboys fan.
Bruh.
And we gonna end it with this one.
Yeah, because this is a hot goddamn mess. And I'm gonna say that to all you Cowboy fans. All right. So dude at the game, of course, you got a picture of the dude?
Yeah, it's up.
You know, this is the one of the popular ones that he is up consoling a girl in the stands. You know, they were making their rounds. They saw all these Cowboy fans with the girl with that was giving that really Cowboy fan look. You know, the one that was crying, the black girl who's like, you know, I spent my whole check. I'm sick of this shit. I spent my whole check trying to get here. And this dude, which is on the screen now, is married and out with this chick.
That's crazy. Like,
and got caught.
Why would you go to a public sport event?
With your dumb ass. Dude, come on, man. You're making us look bad, dude. Hey. And us, I mean fucking men, dude. You're making us all look dumb as fuck.
Hey, because black men don't cheat.
Yeah. Kanye do. And he black as fuck. With his dumb ass. Dude, why is you at a game with another girl and you got a wife and everything at the house?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Y'all cowboyed up, jerseys on. Shit. I got nothing, man. I got nothing for these dumbass folks, man. Nothing. It's just dumb. Just straight up dumb. Oh, my God. Dude. So, y'all reach out to your fellow Cowboy fans. Reach out to this dude and say, hey, look, dude, you dumb as fuck. That's all you need to say. I don't even know if they got a name for this dude. I don't even know, but find him. Tell him he's stupid. You married, got kids at home, you at the game with a whole other woman consoling her because your team, America's team, done lost. Get out of here.
Speaking of get out of here, them damn.
Yeah, speaking of get out of here, man, we finna get up out of here. Bengals just scored, so yeah, we having a time right now. So tomorrow, tonight the NFC play.
What time y'all play tomorrow?
Play tomorrow at 3:00.
Okay. You still firing up the PJ?
Yeah, I'm going. You already know I'm going.
Hey, Daniel, he firing up that private jet.
He done already converted me this morning about that, man. We was on the game. He's like, I know you finna go down there. Yeah, bro, I'm finna go down there. I support my squad.
Hey, y'all, he finna fire up the private jet. He leaving out tomorrow.
I got the goal, man.
He leaving out tomorrow, gonna catch the game and then fly back tomorrow.
That's what I'm representing right now, dude.
Come on now. Look. Sound like some rich nigga shit to me.
I just have an allotment, an allowance for my team. So, that's all it is.
On that note, y'all, hey, make sure y'all go hit the YouTube, you know, the Instagram, you know, check us out, like, subscribe,
Facebook,
comment,
hit it
Facebook,
all, man, share. Keep sharing.
If it's a topic you want to hear about, if it's something like shit, if you want to come on and talk to us and bullshit with us.
We say
us,
this
on.
Every week. If y'all want to come on and talk, come on and talk. We can do it remotely. Now, I mean, come on. We got the skills to do this stuff now. So if you want to get on, talk, let's talk.
Because as y'all see, videos on point compared to.
Yeah, about a month ago. But, you know, that's the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be better. That's growth. That's technology. That's, you know, knowing what you're supposed to do.
So hit us up.
We're going to holler at y'all, man. Y'all be good. Be safe.
Yeah.
Peace.